Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. There's been a new explosion in suburban Cairo today that's killed one person and wounded at least seven others. The blast comes after three other explosions today around Cairo left another five people dead and scores of people wounded. The biggest bomb went off outside the main police headquarters in Cairo. It also badly damaged a nearby art museum. Syrian peace talks hit a snag today. Face-to-face talks between the Syrian government and opposition are off, and UN diplomats are trying to save negotiations. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Geneva, getting both sides together has been harder than expected.
It was never going to be easy, but the first breakdown came even before the first meeting, when direct talks were postponed. Instead, the delegations are meeting in different rooms at different times with a UN mediator. The obstacle appears to be over the very basis of these talks, negotiations over a caretaker government in Syria. The opposition insists a transitional government should be at the top of the agenda, while the regime delegation wants to begin with confidence-building measures, talks over local ceasefires, humanitarian aid, and an exchange of prisoners. The Syrian government has threatened to walk out by Saturday, but regime and Western sources say negotiations continue behind the scenes. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Geneva.
Family members of a pregnant Texas woman are going to court today. Lauren Silverman with member station KERA in Dallas reports the woman's family wants her taken off life support at a hospital in Fort Worth.
When Marlise Munoz arrived at the hospital in November, the focus was on her health, specifically whether or not she was brain dead. Now, attention has shifted to the health of her unborn baby. Attorneys for Munoz's family released a statement saying the fetus, now 22 weeks along, is distinctly abnormal, with heart problems, deformed lower extremities, and hydrocephalus, or fluid in the brain. John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth says it's following state law requiring it to keep pregnant patients on life-sustaining treatment. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
Three people died in a huge traffic pileup on Interstate 94 in northwestern Indiana on Thursday, about 60 miles outside Chicago. Indiana State Police Sergeant Ann Wojas explained how it started.
What happened was we had moderate to heavy snowfall here, and then with the sub-zero temperatures, and then people came in from where it was clear to whiteout conditions. So it happened where we had some slide-offs and some crashes, and then it turned into what you see behind you.
More than 20 people were hurt in the pileup. Crews are still removing wreckage from the freeway. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 147 points at 16,051, down nearly 1%. The NASDAQ Composite is down 53 points at 4,166. The S&P 500 is down 2. This is NPR. Google will appeal a German court's decision requiring the company to block search results linking to images of an orgy involving ex-Formula One chief Max Mosley. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports Google's already appealing a similar ruling from a French court.
The internet giant says today's verdict by a Hamburg court sets a disturbing precedent and is overly broad. Google says ordering the automatic removal of all images related to the orgy could have a chilling effect by also censoring legitimate speech. It says it is happy to remove specific pages from search results that violate German law. The court ruled that the pictures of Mosley are damaging to him, regardless of the context in which they are displayed. The former Formula One chief has successfully won past privacy violation suits concerning the photos, even though he acknowledges taking part in the orgy. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he believes security will be tight at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in Sochi. Romney, the former CEO of the 2002 Salt Lake City Games, says he would be comfortable having his family attend the event.
I think people can recognize that the hard sites will be safe. The athletes will be safe. Spectators, when they're in the venues, will be safe. But it's the soft places that you can't be 100% certain will be entirely safe. But my guess is the Russians have done everything humanly possible to protect the Games.
Romney spoke to NBC's Today Show. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen have appeared in federal court to face corruption charges. Prosecutors allege they have accepted thousands of dollars in loans and gifts in return for helping a Virginia businessman. The McDonnells have denied the charges. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Athena Health, committed to helping physicians manage change with cloud-based services plus Epocrates mobile tools. AthenaHealth.com.
It's 6 after the hour of 10 a.m. and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to go back to 1996 and music from Junior Wells, fine harp player originally from Memphis, Tennessee. He moved to Chicago, ended up playing in the Muddy Waters Band in the early 1950s, was drafted, had to leave Muddy's group, ended up a little bit later playing with, a few years later, playing with Buddy Guy, and they had an on-and-off collaboration for decades. Here's Junior Wells, recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana back in 96 with Alvin Youngblood Hart on 12-string dobro, Herman Ernest on drums, and Bob Sunda on bass.
Nothing but a clown. I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You think I'm nothing. Come on, Alvin.
wondering why I keep hanging around. Oh, no, I know that you love me. Oh, is that the reason I keep on hanging around? Now, but as soon as I get my money, I'm gonna leave this bad little town.
Not best in town, but I'll be the best to the best come around. This thing like gravy, and I would like to know. Talk about your candy shop. I'd like to try lollipop. Would you smell like gravy? Now I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. It's been like gravy, I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. What this man like, baby, and I would like to know.
Sonny Boy Williamson I on blues, harp, and vocals. John Lee Williamson, originally from Tennessee, here recorded in Chicago, a number called A Good Gravy. Before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson I, we heard Junior Wells. Junior Wells actually doing a Sonny Boy tune, one that Sonny Boy first recorded back in 1941, a piece called Million Year Blues. Junior Wells on blues, harp, and vocals. He learned a bit himself from Sonny Boy Williamson I. Again, Junior Wells did Million Year Blues, recorded that at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, back in 1996. Coming up next, we have another Sonny Boy Williamson tune here on KRVS. This one was recorded by Sonny Boy back in 1947. He died a year later, supposedly of multiple stab wounds at the age of 34. It's a terrible loss to the Chicago blues scene. But here is Big Bill Morganfield from a disc called Rambling Mind. This disc came out in 2001. Here's Big Bill with his rendition of a Sonny Boy Williamson tune called Mellow Chick Swing.
You're kind of fun. change my mind. I want some wine and take her time. Well, I know she kind of slick, but I'm hip to this Belgian. Sit down and think. I can't get no drink. Lord, let her have a way. She knows just what to say. Well, I know she kind of slick, but I'm hip to this Belgian. I got a way. Been blowing good. Don't know what to say. Can't have my way. Well, I know she kind of slick, but I'm hip to this Belgian. Blow, boy, blow. My clothes, you done put my door. Say you don't want me no more. You love long business so and so. Well, I know she kind of slick, but I'm a hip to this Belgian.
I want you to love me. Love me with your own free will. I want you to love me. Love me with your own free will. I want you to love me, baby. Love me and don't get me killed. House that on my head. I want you to love me to the house that on my head.
I want you to love me, baby. Tell you, no, I wished I was dead.
The Muddy Waters Band from 1953 with a Willie Dixon composition, I Want You... No, actually, it's a Muddy Waters composition, I Want You to Love Me. And there was that classic stop-time riff in that song that 2 years later would be forever identified with the song Mannish Boy, or I'm a Man, as it was first called when it was recorded, I think it was in March of 55 by Bo Diddley, and then a couple of months later, Muddy had his version of it out, but the actual riff was designed by Muddy Waters. Willie Dixon testified to that fact many years ago. He said that although he arranged a lot of these tunes, that sort of classic blues riff, the most noticeable, five notes or whatever in blues, was a product of Muddy Waters' band and his arrangement. Before hearing Muddy, we heard his son, Muddy Waters, of course, McKinley Morgan Field. We heard Big Bill Morgan Field just before hearing Muddy. Big Bill from a disc called Rambling Mind. Interesting guy. He was born in Chicago, but he was raised in Florida by a grandmother and didn't get into playing music until after Muddy died in 1983. Big Bill actually taught school. He was a teacher. He had degrees in English and also in communications, and he was eventually talked into playing music and has done pretty well for himself. He's had some really good discs out there. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the guy that introduced Muddy Waters to the Chess Brothers back in 1947. He got Muddy to play guitar behind him. Muddy, of course, had recorded in 1941 for the Library of Congress. Had been recorded by Lomax and then later by Lester Melrose in Chicago, but those recordings were never issued. And it was the 47 recordings he did with piano player Sonnyland Slim that got him established with the Chess Brothers. Sonnyland Slim had a very, very, very long run in the blues for decades. He was originally from Mississippi. We're going to hear Sonnyland Slim from 1977 on piano and vocals with a number called Smile on My Face.
below. You see me worrying, child, you know something's really going on wrong. You know, something's going on wrong. I got a smile on my face, look out, but all are tears around my heart.
My party, oh, you know we had some fun. You know you should have been at my party. Oh, you know we had a whole lot of fun. We didn't have no trouble. Yeah, everything was cooked up done. Let me tell you something. Now, Bo Dilly was there. Muddy Water was there. Oh, was a whole lot of people. I just don't know where. You should have been at the party. Yeah, you know we had some fun. And I had a whole lot of food. Yeah, cooked up and done. Now look here. Old Georgia boy was there. You know, Sammy was there. You know now, Mac was there. E-Mus Clay was there. Man, we had a whole lot of fun. Yeah, you should have been there. You know, I had a whole lot of food. People, they were cooked up and done. Up and done.
Otis Spann on piano and vocals with a number called Chicago Blues. Otis Spann from 1966. At the time he was working with the Muddy Waters Band. He had joined Muddy back in 1953, and he was backed up by Muddy and the Boys on this particular track. An interesting number. Spann was a pretty good blues composer and a fine singer, but he's best remembered for his work in the Muddy Waters Band. Before we heard Otis Spann, we heard Sunnyland Slim from 1970. 1977. Slim doing a number called Smile on My Face on Slim on piano and vocals, sounding a lot like Roosevelt Sykes on that particular number. And again, Sunnyland Slim was the person that introduced Muddy Waters to the Chess Brothers, or Chess Records. Actually, it was Aristocrat Records back in 1947 when he introduced Muddy to them. Next year on KRVS, we're gonna turn to the guy that replaced Otis Spann in the Muddy Waters Band. Otis quit in 1969 to go out on his own. Unfortunately, he died spring of the following year of cancer at the age of 40. But anyway, it's another story. He was replaced in the band by veteran pianist Pinetop Perkins. Perkins played from that time, 1970 on up to around 1980, when he and a number of guys split off from the Muddy Waters Band to form the legendary Blues Band. They did so not because they were tired of playing with Muddy Waters, but Muddy was his health was in decline at the time, and he wasn't gigging and touring as much as he had been. So these guys needed money, and they went off and worked as a group together. We're going to go, though, to 2008. Pinetop Perkins had a very, very long career in music. He died in 2011 at the age of 97. Here he is in 2008 from a disc called Pinetop Perkins and Friends, recorded in Austin, Texas. And he's got Jimmy Vaughn on guitar and vocals with him next on this number. Pinetop Perkins with a rendition of Anna Lee.
Sweet as a little girl can be, Julia. Anna Lee. Just as sweet as a little girl can be. Never every time I thinks about her, cold chill runs all over me. Thinks about her, cold chill runs all over me.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
Baby, about to break of day.
Bod Skaggs on guitar and vocals from his disc Come On Home. That one came out in 1997. That was his rendition of Early in the Morning, a tune that may have first been recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson I back in November of 1937. I don't know if any previous versions of that exist, but often the lyrics were recycled in so many of these tunes. But anyway, that was the first definitive version of that tune that most people cite. It was Sonny Boy's version. Nice job by Bod Skaggs. He was preceded by Pine Top Perkins on piano and vocals, along with Jimmy Vaughn on guitar from Pine Top's disc Pine Top Perkins and Friends. Again, that one was recorded in Austin back in 2008, and we heard Pine Top do a version of Anna Lee. Anna Lee was recorded by Robert Nighthawk in 1937. In fact, Robert Nighthawk was on that November 1937 recording of Early in the Morning. We're going to turn to Robert Nighthawk now. Very interesting guitarist. He was originally from Arkansas, got in a scrape with the law, and had to take off and move to St. Louis, and ultimately ended up in Chicago, where he did not stay for all that long. He was somewhat of the Peregrine blues man, so unfortunately his career suffered, his recording career anyway, because he just didn't stay in one place that long. He recorded first recorded in 37 with Sonny Boy, and in 1948 Muddy Waters introduced him to the Chess Brothers in Chicago, and he recorded then and had not a bad blues hit with them. We're going to listen to him, though, recorded in 1952. Here he is, Robert Nighthawk, along with Curtis Jones on piano, doing a tune called You Missed a Good Man.
Clam your hip and I'll change in my gown. But you missed a good man when you peeked all over me. Missed a good man when you peeked all over me. All right, right. Like a tadpole, built up just like a frog. When I started loving you, baby, that's all. But you missed a good man when you peeked all over me. Yes, you missed a good man when you peeked all over me. Fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh.
conversation, baby, made me talk myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You're the fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time. Going crazy 'cause you're loving someone else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. Let me love you all the time.
You're So Fine. Music from Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals. He had the Myers Brothers backing him up on guitars on that particular track, recorded for Chess Records back in 1953. Before hearing Little Walter, we heard from 1952 Robert Nighthawk on guitar and vocals with a number called You Missed a Good Man. I'd like to give a shout-out to Herman Fusilier. Herman, I hear you're stuck on Highway 90 trying to get to Baton Rouge. Good luck. Hope the roads clear off. And, of course, Herman will be on the air tomorrow with Zydeco Stomp starting at 12 p.m. right after Zydeco Epasale with John NMC. 3 hours of great music with Herman tomorrow. And again, Herman, good luck in on the roads. I know a lot of people have been talking about various problems, particularly with the bridges having been iced over. Music now from Johnny Winter from what was his second disc. It was a good one for him. It came out on Columbia Records in 69. His first disc was done on a small label out of, I don't know if the label was out of Austin, Texas, but the recordings were back in 68. Johnny Winter from 69 with Leland, Mississippi Blues.
Don't mess up, slut, and I won't either. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah. Ah, oh, yeah.
To Leland, Mississippi.
Again, Johnny Winter from 1969. And from 2008 here on KRVS, we're going to turn now to Elvin Bishop on guitar and vocals.
Now ain't no need you standing there crying, 'cause you know you're crying. Come on in the town, yeah, it's so nice. When you hear me, I love, oh, yeah, 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 why love you so? If I had $1 million, I'd give you every dime, just to hear you call me. Come on.
Elvin Bishop on guitar and vocals, along with the homemade jams band out of Mississippi. They were a very young trio that put out one or two discs. It's a really, really interesting family band. Elvin teaming up with them from his disc The Blues Rolls On. Elvin Bishop's career, of course, started in the mid-1960s when he was with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band out of Chicago. Bishop had left from Tulsa, Oklahoma to go to Chicago to go to school there, and he ended up being schooled in the blues. One of the survivors of that band is both Elvin Bishop and also Paul Butterfield succumbed to substance abuse. Bishop is hung in there for quite a long time, quite a fine artist. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported podcast. Public Radio. People like yourself, keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you are a member of Public Radio and a supporter, we'd like to thank you for that. If not, you can always go to our website, and if you decide to help us out, and we do need that help, you can pledge securely on that location online. Again, krbs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is